Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shedemaz Yeshua Fala. Okay. Rabosai, we are up to page 14. Question 7. In the Sefer Lechem Rav. So let's see what's the Sefer Lechem Rav talking about. Kol Echad Shezek Hamash Yomim Hayalam Chazan Echad. There was a shul for many years had one chazan. Sheroy Lios Al Hatzibur Bekeva. There was a shul that had a chazan, a good chazan for many years. Upisu lo nimtzalav. There was no problem with him. You see, they had problems back then. You would think, we only now. This is the time of the Lechem Rav, Avram di Biton, Bal Lechem Mishnah. So he says, everyone, see, that's the problem in this world. If you got to realize, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, people look for problems. That's the problem. They look for problems. You know, so all of a sudden, they had this the chazan, and now all of a sudden, they don't want him anymore. Some people want him, most people don't want him. And then they decided, we're going to get another chazan. So the question is, do they have a right to do that? So we learned the Marlbach we saw the other day, that since he's okay, so you shouldn't get rid of him. And so the Marlbach said, so you make a pshara that one week he'll do. But on the other hand, maybe you could say that it's not right that even one person can be mocha. So he says that. So he says, Rashba says, no, you only get rid of a chazan if there's a psul. Meaning, face. He did something wrong, something that was. He was not acting but most of the times they get rid of chazana is good people. You know, they just like this fancy, people have this notion, that you need a fancy thing. People have this. So we know, so he says, you can't misalik also. And he says, there's a mission in Gittin that, what's the halacha? That when you make an Erev Chatzeros, you put it in someone's house, right, to carry. But you don't change it. The Mishnah says we do Dakeh Sholem, but the Gemara explains it means Chashad. Because if we're going to change where the box of matzahs is, when you break an Erev, right, you have to, it's not enough to put the strings around. Then you have to take a box of matzahs and mezocha for everyone, and then you put it in someone's house, and everyone's considered living in that house, Salpi did, and therefore you could carry. You see, basically what you're doing is it becomes one big apartment building, after you put up the string. And in an apartment building, you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the communal Rishus HaYochid, to the hallways. So if we're going to change where the box of matzahs goes, then people will say, oh, there must be something up with this guy, that he did something wrong. Maybe this, so you don't change it. So he says, Miyukosavshim is mano nogu limnos anoshim. But the Rashba says that if they decide in his community that you're only going to be a certain thing for 5 years, so then that was known, that it's only 5 years. So therefore there's no chashad. Right? But he says, Dereinu, zeh kol shliach tzibe shem salkin asoy meinu nichnas b'kalache ritzoni lo mishakol. So it depends if there's a you know, there could be a chashad if you're going to get rid of him. So Rabbeinu Simcha says, Kosov Rabbeinu Simcha, Yochid Mocha Bechazonos. Rabbeinu Simcha says that a Yochid could be Mocha. And others disagree. We saw the Hagos Maimini says that what? That you follow Rove. So it seems to be a machlokas Rabbeinu Simcha, Rabbeinu Maimon, but you have to realize the following, that that's only talking about when you were appointing him originally. When you appoint him originally, so Rabbeinu Simcha says you need unanimity. And the Hagos Maimonis says no, Rove is enough. It's very mishtaber that we should paskin like the Rove. I mean, where are you going to get 10 Jews in a room and they're all going to agree on something? They'll never have a chazan. So the Maisa Pashtus is we paskin like the Maram Rutenberg, that you follow the Rove. That's to a point. So, but now most people want the other one, so that's the Malbach. So they could, you could, you know, have both of them. But the Amor Chazanim, I call him the Gelim Mama, is Liam Basar, yeah. Kevin Rav Mama Gamma Shukvar Mino, so Ani Omer Shishasu Shneim. So that's like the, that's like the Marlbach. So that's the, then, so that's the, what the Lechem Rav basically paskins like. And that's the Tshuvas Maimony. The Tshuvas Maimony is the Machlokas with the Rabbeinu Simcha, whether you how do you get in? You need unanimity or just Rove? Yes. Either way, paid or non-paid. Right. But Pashtus is that it's even if it's not his parnasa, it's just he has that covered or whatever you want to call it, that position, even if it's a non-paid position. We're talking about chazan. We're not talking about how much Torah. We're talking about chazan. Torah, we said that even though the second guy might know more, it doesn't matter. If he's a total amoretz, then okay, that's a grounds maybe, depending on what type of position it is. But just because you can always get in life, you always get something better. But that's not grounds to relinquish the previous. You know. That's a mistake that people I can get better, I can get better. That's an Americanish cup. You know?
Before American.
Yeah, right.
It
goes way back. But in America, that's part of, you know, industry and, you know, competitive marketing and all this. Oh, we're going to do better, we gotta, you know.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Right. And then we saw the Marashdam. So that also discusses this idea. Far the Rashi, the Rabbi can do Sedik Dosha, Kore Lashim. Yeah. Achrei Rabbim. Eilachol Bena. So he says, Amoror Nisha, Masha Omer Torah Achrei Rabbim, and they parish kafi and Nishma v'nei Odom, Shem Omeru, Haplukta d'veishan v'veisilo. So over the... Manda Omer Osuk, yeah. Harim parish, lo Omer Torah Achrei Elach, Asher Heim Shavim Acholkim. He says, Achrei Rabbim is only if the two people that are arguing are in equal standing. So then the rov of Moksheish Hevdil Ben Shnei Akitos Efshah She'ish Echad Yala Le'elef Hen Chasev Torah El She'ish Lonu Lomar Shemash Omer Torah Achrei Rabim Achrei Rov Minyan Achrei Binyan Mishum Shem Shavim Rov Minyan. So he says that maybe if he's talking about here, you know, is everyone's opinion equal? By Sorchit Sibor, or by appointing someone. Does everyone get equal? So his thing is not. So he says something that I don't know would fly in this generation. He says that that you can't count people equally. In other words, you have 10 people who are a certain stature and then 90 are a lower stature. So he says, how could the 10 have to be kofuf to the 90? Ain't there darche noam? So today I would think the opposite. Ain't there darche noam? If they would do that, then wouldn't be a good situation. You know, especially when we, you know, so. But let's assume that at least we should follow Rove, like the Truva's Maimony. But that's what we're talking about appointing someone. And appointing someone, you follow the Rov. Not like Rabbeinu Simcha, that says you need unanimity to appoint somebody. Then, Rabbeinu Simcha we did already, right? Rabbeinu Simcha was quoted in the Marik. I feel yochid yochel achiv as a chazonus. Hilchah misha yitzah kol yomer tefil who is yeah. So that's a big chiddush for Rabbeinu Simcha that even one person could be ma'akev. And the Or Zeruah quotes this as well. That even one person can be ma'akev the initial appointment. And he quotes here the Or Zeruah when you makriv a korban, so the chazan's like the korban is bringing makriv the korban tzibur. So he's makriv according to for everybody. So then everyone has to be maskim. In Tov Yasul Hem Usam She'ena maskim shlich tzibur. You need some of them people like. So he quotes that you need, this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Simcha, that the Or Zeruah quotes, you need kol tzibur. Once he was accepted, now you can't take him out unless he did something that was not proper. But without that, nah. So that's the Rabbeinu Simcha, and there was a Ruah, you know, is into this. I just think practically, I can't imagine any tzibur working with this or Zeruah. I just don't think. That's why I'm a big believer of the Hagos Maimony. So one second, that all the appointments of the tzibur are what? Are by Sven Rov. That's what he writes here, on page 7. Everything should be based on Rov. Even though Rabbeinu Simcha maybe is right on a certain level, but I just practically it just doesn't fly. I never know a place that can work based on the unanimous vote for any, you know, for anything. Yeah, what do you say? You agree with me?
That definitely doesn't seem very practical. But the Fiat was living with Simchazi, that is the Tfilah of the Covenant to be Mutim, and therefore everyone has to be Maskim. Why, if they stopping Maskim, to be sent? Why, according to the Tfilah, it should be unanimity throughout?
Right. Right, exactly.
But the mic is... if he does change his mind...
So who can... Why is that?
Right, so that... In other words, people always say, oh, you need Merutz al-Tzibur, but the Pashas is Merutz al-Tzibur is a din in the initial appointment. After that, he has a chazaka. The guy has a chazaka.
Of Filkin and Kavanos, and that it needs to be Vedas Kaal, so it's still scared, even after he gets
right. Minos. Right, but Lamaisa, he has a chazaka.
So that would override.
Unless he does something that's, unless his voice now is, you know, whatever, you know, is terrible, and that everyone could see, or, you know, he was in a scandal or something like that, you know. So then, of course, he's on the front page of the newspaper that he was involved in some shady thing. So then I can understand that the Tzibur doesn't want this man to be. So then they have a right.
My shul cantor had...
What? I didn't hear you.
My shul cantor had, as a child, had throat cancer. And so he lost his ability to properly speak.
But the chazan.
The chazan. So, yeah. And the shul kept him anyway.
The shul kept him anyway.
Yeah, he stayed on. He's still there. He's been there for 40 years or
so. He's still the chazan.
Still the chazan. He gets paid for it.
I mean, in other words, the people... You mean didn't want to get rid of it, was it? Okay, they have a right to do that also. That's very noble of them. I can't, you know, can't fault them if they, you know, said okay, but he can't. But okay, so that's a good shul. You should go daven there. That's a good shul to go daven there. Yeah, yeah. You can become the rabbi there.
This only applies to the chazan, not the Baal Kore.
Baal Kor is the same thing. It's all.
We had the case last year. The Moshe said that you don't have the Baal Kor like you.
We'll get to that. Yeah. Avram?
Does it matter if the shul makes a contract, like it's only a 3-year contract? So now it's 3 years is up. Is it over or?
So Pashas means that. I had a whole discussion with Rabbi Kellermer about this. Because Rabbi Moshe, you know, he doesn't seem to care so much about contracts. But you know, he holds. The Rav is appointed, he's appointed. And unless you can't get rid of him, unless there's a Din Torah, that can make things very rocky in the shul. If everyone wants to get rid of him and he wins the Din Torah, you know, there's a certain point that the Rav has to have, like, you know, Rav Shechter said one time, you know, you have to have common sense, know when to move on. But on the other hand, I was asking Rabbi Kellermer, but what about the Rashba and the Ramah that says that if the minig is only to keep for a certain amount of time, then you follow the minig. Rav Moshe says, even if you have a contract, zelo klum. Unless,
Yeah.
It's a question later on, so we'll get it later on. Okay. Then, then the Maral Miprag. The Maral Miprag discusses Chus Ovos. Yes, Chus Ovos. So the Maral Miprag says, Zocher Chas De Ovos. Avalot Ben Ochiv Voshayek Schira. In other words, you don't have zchus from your from other relatives, father, son, son, father. The din is zchus avos. But b'tzana b'midas Hashem, b'akshu zocher chasdei avos, o b'no she yotzei mimenu. Havalot ben achiv haya, right? There was nephew, uncle, moshayek zchir b'zeh, she yomar v'yizkor elohim es Avram. So that's the question, what does it mean, v'yizkor elohim es Avram? Hashem remembered Avram and he saved Lot, but there's no such thing as chus avos by kasher yotzu birokasnim v'yikach. Yeah, that's what the Maral Miprag says, that it's always chus avos. So it works both ways, a father to a son to a father. We'll see how that fits in. So there's a famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. So
Rabbi, how does the Maharal explain
Schus Ovos? Schus Ovos means if your father's a big tzaddik, then we say, oh, Yilanzer Son's father's a big tzaddik, we're going to give him kedima for something. Or If your father is trying out for something and they say, oh, this man has a son, such a big tzaddik, we're going to give him kedima, Hashem is going to, you know, intervene. V'lo benochiv haya, lo shayach eschira, zeh yom yizkor, kol shekin shayach nechakar, sheperish mikan monu shom olam, lo shayach eschira kal. Oh, so this is the tshuva of the Avnei Nezer about appointing Baal Tfila for Rosh Hashanah. So you had, what was the question? There were two people, Hudi, there were two people. Shnayim b'nei Torah v'yishamayim. We had to appoint a chazan and shul. We'll say, who should be the chazan? Right? So the two guys who came, they were, you know, very religious people. And then there were other two fellows who came. They were also religious people, but they had better voices. So all things equal, you would say, go with the ones with the better voices. But the only problem is that there was a bekam mishpacha in the ones with the better voices. Echad haya aviv shochet ubodek b'shnei kfarim. There was one of them, their father, the ones with the better voices, they had a father who was a shochet in two different cities, and two rabbanim fired them. There was two times Rabbanim said their knives were not good. So that's not so good. V'aloch l'chvar echad b'medinas freisim v'shochat sham v'asheni yesh lo ach me'av. And the other one, so these guys had good voices, right? They're both, all the four people, all Yireim Shleimim, and the one had two voices, but the chisar was that they had relatives that were a little bit problematic. One, the father was, his shechita was questionable, and he also had a uncle, father's brother, that went off the derech. So who do you take?
His uncle or brother?
What?
Uncle or brother?
The guy is uncle or father.
Well, Ach Me'av. The uncle.
No, Ach Me'av
was Me'ir. That his father's son, but not his
father's. No, it was both. Ach Me'av Me'ir.
Vasheni Yesh lo Ach Me'av. Oh, one sec, you're right. Hashem Yesh lo Ach Me'av Me'em Shehim Mirach Manu Tzlan. And he had a brother that went off the derech. Right, a brother, right. So who should you take? So the Avnei Nezer Paskin, you should take the ones with the better voice. Even though, l'chora, Tzadik ben Tzadik is better, l'chora. Right, that's the Rashi told us. Bikomokom, so he says, so why should I take the one who has a father that has questionable shechita? So he says, you know, could be the different minhagim on the how you sharpen the knives. So one medina they wouldn't necessarily use, another medina they would. So it's not necessarily, a vadai psul that he was using these knives. So therefore you can't take that out on the son. And what about the other guy who had the brother, who went off the derech? So he says, he says because when it comes to Zchus Avos, it's only father son. So therefore you don't get Zchus Avos if your brother is such a tzaddik, so we don't say you have Zchus Avos. You have zchus avos if your father's a tzaddik, or if you're a tzaddik. But if your brother's a tzaddik, then that doesn't make you give you privileges. Okay? If your brother's a tzaddik, it doesn't make you give you privileges. You hear that?
Only if
your father's a tzaddik. okay. Raksh zocher has ein zchus b'shvil ochet. Kol shekein she'ein. So, and therefore, it works both ways. And if your brother is not a tzaddik, you're not responsible. Then you're not responsible. So therefore he says, so that's why these two guys, I guess one will be a Baal Shachris, one will be a Baal Musaf. So there were two pairs. One was the Yireim Shleimim, but the voices weren't as good, and they didn't have any Pagam Mishpacha. And the other one, the father was a problematic Shoychet, and the brother went off the derech. So he says, look, father problematic shochet, okay, who says he's a problematic shochet? Maybe the minig in the place was, you know, just because these rabbanim apostled him doesn't mean that he's so bad. And the brother, he says, there's no chus avos by a brother, and there's no chovos avos by a brother. It's interesting. But that morale, he's very into that morale. Yeah, but if the father was taka problematic, then then he would say not to take it. Right. If the father taka went off the derech, say. See, here the father, okay, he was fired twice in the shechita position. But he says that we can be melamed zchus. But if your father went off the, you know, that's a very sensitive matter because, you know, I don't know today, you know, how many. You know, it's a very sensitive matter, this idea. But, you know, I don't know how many shuls we're going to look into the father when it comes to the chazan. Yeah, the end of Sukkah. Yeah. It's no good. Yeah. So he says, Al-Kain Nir Ali, Im B'Toyr of Yerushamayim Shkulim, And he didn't, he adds in also that it wasn't your fault that he went off the derech. Sometimes, you know, your brother can make you go off the derech. So maybe it's his fault. You know, so, but it's not your fault that your brother went off the derech. Then, Yikablu Hashnaim Shekolim Orev V'Sholom Al Yisrael. So that's the psak of the Avnei Nezer. It's an interesting psak, no? Okay. Okay, then we're at question 13. Shudrat Vaz. About firing someone. Okay. So the Radva says, "Masharoy sheyed a kochacham shein roy lasir shur mamuna b'minuya v'shvioshiyato av kol afil shaloyu ba'ayvim avon yeshlo b'mokam zevnei adam shsonim oso v'ona v'mar lo tovu l'shmua." And the middle hechad the leka oivim. Hechad the ikka oivim, oivim who the mafki call. In other words, say a person has a position and now people are, you know, saying bad things about him. So he says that he says kochach l'shein roi l'hasi b'menu Masharoy sheyed a kol chacham shein roy lahasir shul mamuna miminuyev b'shvir sheyotzo lav kol. Just because there's a kol, you shouldn't fire him. I feel even if there's no enemies, certainly if there are enemies, lo mer lo tov hashmuk amamar kiyotzo hanimil heichet selek oivim heichet iko oivim oivim hu demafki kol. So. Because if you know he has enemies, then you can't trust him, because the enemies are just so he says Tamchachim shosorach ein min adim oso befarhesio shenever kiseo the world farce of the world Tamchachim shosorach ein min adim oso befarhesio shenever choshol novi kiseo kalayla el tzubi rabon shosorach eich ovid. Yeah, so he writes that. Yes, that's a little, yeah. Rambam says, called Godel Shachata Loke. Shekolcha. Hatas Venosi Chashvino Kilo Ovar Befarhesia. Okay. Mashashatam Chach Menadim. Okay. So then he says, Kol Mokum Shiv Ovar Aver Be'inyin Menuyov. Because if he does something, if his position is with women, and then he does something improper with women, then you could get rid of him. Unless he's a true, unless he's clear that he did tshuva. Merely she'ein advar murmur elam yishar avar aver be'edim vasra. It was Eidim Hasra. Then we know he did it. They call him Muslim. Yeah, Hukach Eimatir or some call him Yasa Tshuva. We know who he is. Sena Kfi Mishpato. But Nachlo Asinu Mashalenu. Are you Osim Bezdim Zman Shein Medanim Dini Nefasha? So it depends. That if you have Eidim, that's one thing. In Minu Kavshar Chazal Anoshim VaOvar Aveir Imachas Mehem. Then Mavirin also. And the Rambam is a Rambam in the Per Hador. He's quoting the Rambam. He says that Ein Roy L'Hasir Shul Mamuna Miminuyav V'Shir Shiyoto Av Kol. That's who he was quoting here. of us to read them. Okay, we'll have to see more about that. Yeah, the Shari Truva quotes the Radvaz b'shem HaRambam. She'ein moridim odim kudushoso. Elokin over aver b'farhesya. Let's see if that's Truva. Okay, that's a different thing. Okay. Now, the Mishpatei Shmuel, 15. Question 15. The Mishpatei Shmuel has the famous piece about the Chevra Kadisha. That they had a Chevra Kadisha, and now another Chevra Kadisha wants to start. So what do you do? What do you do? Do they have a right to say that we were here first? So he says, if it's, when it comes to Sarara, I was discussing with Rabbi Bleich, he says Sarara is like when you have the power of Kfiyah. You can be kofa some. You could force like something. That's a lot of positions, as Rabbi Bleich say, you don't have any koach kfiyah. You know, like you're a public position, but who says you have power to enforce something? So power to force, but so you have a srara, so then you have a right to continue your srara. You see, there are two inyanim, Rabbi Osai. There's a concept of srara that you were appointed to be shalit on something, and you have the ability to enforce. You can make up, you can enforce things. Then there's another thing of cheskas mitzvahs, like Rabbi Bleich said. It's a different thing. So he wants a taina that when it comes to srara, it's your srara. You can't be revoked. But asiyas hamitzvah, he says it's not fair. I don't like the word not fair because that's like too Americanische. You know, too American. Not fair, right? Not fair. It's American. American boys speak that way, right? Americanische. But so as he says, everyone should have the right to mishtatef in the mitzvah. So the Mishpatei Shmuel says that you can't. That if a new Chevra Kadisha wants to come along, then you have to give them an opportunity. Yes, Harav Carol. Buzz Zuchter.
Why is it that a position of a chazan is considered under an authority-based position as opposed to a mitzvah-based?
Who said maybe it's mitzvah-based?
Oh.
There's no thought. What could the chazan be koifer?
Yeah, no.
What?
The
niggard. The niggard. That's about it. The niggard. Right? You can go for the niggard. You can go for what time we get out from shul. But, yeah, so, right, so Lamai said, that's what the Mishpatei Shmuel says. But who argues with him? The Marshach. The Marshach argues and says, no. That there's Zocha in the mitzvah. So the first Chevra Kadisha has the right to continue. And you can't come in. You want to do the mitzvah? Okay, you know, one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be mazmin that you want to do, you know. But right now, you can't say, oh, you know, it's not fair. I want a turn. And this is quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, the Halakha Magen Avraham. But before we get to the Magen Avraham, we should look at the Eliyahu Rabbah that says that Rabbeinu Ephraim passed away. Who's Rabbeinu Ephraim? The Halakha Kli Yochar. The Halakha Kli Yochar passed away. And his Talmidim came to the city, luncheons. We used to have a librarian here in the fifth floor of the library, Mrs. Chaya Gordine. She was the librarian for many, many years. Unfortunately, she passed away last year. My son, Yehuda, was friends with her. Chaya Gordine. She was an Israeli lady that lived here in the neighborhood for decades and decades and decades. A lot of times you'll see on the fifth floor, you'll take a Hebrew Sefer, okay, and you'll look on the front page and you'll see that they wrote in English letters the name of the book and the author. That's her handwriting. She wrote all those.
I was having a baby.
What?
I had a baby.
It wasn't me. It was her. It was her handwriting. And she was a tremendous person here in the library for many, many years, decades and decades. Mrs. Chaya Gordine. She was in the Israeli army. She was a very interesting person. So she always said, "I'm from Lunchitz." Well, her father was from Lunchitz, where the Kli Yochar was from. So the Kli Yochar was Nifter, his Talmidim wanted to do the Tara. So they asked Rav Yeshaya. Who's the Rav Yeshaya? The Shalom. Oh. They asked the Halakha Shalom. What should we do? Should we have the regular Chevra Kadisha do it? Or should the Talmidim do it? So he says, no. He says, the regular Chevra Kadisha should do it. Because they give up. I was at a Levaya yesterday. Rabbi Shmuel Tokayer. I knew him for many years. He was Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Kingsway Jewish Center father, and Rabbi Chaim Jachter's father-in-law. And I know him for many, many years. He was Nifter. I went to the Levaya. So amongst the many things he did was he was big in the Chevra Kadisha. He started the Chevra Kadisha in West Orange, and he always was involved. And they were telling stories how, you know, so many times he had to stop everything, you know, and go attend to a mace for years and years and years. So he's saying like this, all these people are giving up their time and Osek, so they have Kedima over the Talmidim. If they want to Mirtzon HaMatov to Mevater, then they could. But they're not Mechuyev. It's there. If they want to do the Tara on the Kli Yochar, so they have the Kedima.
Why?
Because they take responsibility and they give up all their time to do it. So just because now someone else thinks, oh, it's our Rebbe, so, okay, yeah, it's true, it's your Rebbe, but still, they still have the Kedima. If they want to say, okay, it's your Rebbe, you know, we're going to give you the rights, so then they can. But it's still, they have the Kedima.
Based on what?
Based on Chazakah b'mitzvah. They have a Chazakah in this mitzvah. And you look at the Magen Avraham, he discusses this machlokus between the Mishpatei Shmuel and the Marshach. Of the Mishpatei Shmuel says, no, a new Chevra Kadisha can come in. Yeah, take a look on page 12. It's unbelievable. You see, the old days, Rabbi Osai, in the Shulchan Aruch, you had no way of understanding what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. Three lines from the bottom. Memshim. Who's going to know what Memshim is? And now you have the new Shulchan Aruch, Mishpatei Shmuel. No one in the world could know who the Memshim is. Yeah? And the Rashach, you know. So in the new Shulchan Aruch, they print the name. The Rashi Tevas are all printed out. And then you can look it up. They tell you exactly where to look it up. Even if you know where the Mishpatei Shmuel, you know what I mean? Vitei Lechevekim Min Hagam. So he quotes the discussion here. What's the case over here? Misha Yeh Bebeis or Beis Knesses. The Mechaber talks about if in your shul, this I remember Rabbi Tokayer also, they had in his house. You see, if you live in Brooklyn, there's a shul in every second block. But if you live in New Jersey, everything's spread out. So you want to go to the main shul on Shabbos day, okay, you go. But for a lot of the communities, Friday night, they pay in people's basements. They have minyanim. You know, in New Jersey, where things are spread out. Not like Brooklyn, where things are not spread out. So if you have in your house, a Beis Knesses for many, the tzibur is not allowed to be mishana the Beis Knesses to another location. You have the chazaka. So then the Magen Avraham quotes, what about for kvura? So then he quotes this thing, the Mishpat Dei Shmuel and the Marashach. That he paskins that you have to... says Anoshim Shechzik will look for Mesim in Yecholim Limchos Bacherim. So look for Shem Sias and Mitzvah Kalechem Rotsom Lizkos. That's the Mishpat Dei Shmuel. Uvin Nosei Nosheish Chaburos Mamunu Kach Nirali Tzach Vitev Lechever Kibin Hagam. That the meaning there's a minute. That was the machlokes here. You know, it's like in the a lot of times you're appointed. You know, like in the Hasidic communities today, you know, the Seder Kedushin is part of the minhag hakehila. Like when a Talmud of mine wanted me to recite a Kedushin, he's a Lubavitcher. So I can't be beside a Kedushin, because if you're getting married in 770 on the steps there, you have to choose one of the official Rabbanim, even though you don't know him from Adam or from Eve. But you want to get married in Kiryas Yoel, you know, there's certain Rabbanim that have this Seder Kedushin. So like today, you know, you get married in Marina Del Rey, you can choose whoever you want. They get married in wherever you might get married, you know, Gesund Dehe. But there's... I didn't hear you. In some places, like Breuers has their Adem. Breuers has their set Adem. Witnesses. When you get married, you have to have two witnesses to watch you give the ring over to your wife to be.
Why?
Because the halacha is that if you don't have two witnesses, so then the Kedushin is not valid. You have to have two witnesses. Okay? And they have to be frum. And and they can't be relatives. Can't be relatives. I'm very machbid. I always, when I'm in Masada Kedushin, I always make sure beforehand. Some Masada Kedushin, like under the chuppah, they're first asking, are you related? I've seen at weddings that people that they were already called under the chuppah and they had to send them back because they should do that before. You shouldn't first wake up under the chuppah and even with all my bedikas, I remember once I was, I think, in Florida. In Florida or maybe it was Chicago. Whatever. The chassan was from Florida, Kala was from Chicago. And then I made sure all the, you know, the Adim weren't related. And then afterwards, the mother of the Kala said, oh, you know we're related. I said, what? So, I mean, it turned out, as I discussed with Rav Abadi, was very distant relative. So it was okay. Even though even distant relatives, l'chatchil, I wouldn't use. You know.
Everyone's related at some point.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, if you know about it, you know... Yeah. Yeah. Also, I don't use... And Sinner said he also doesn't use l'chatchila, b'chutanim. In other words, if two families married into each other, So the father of one family and the father of another. Pashtus is al pidin, they're not krovim. Kutanim are not krovim. But the mice, people have a minig not to use mkutanim. So I'm very amakman on that, not to use mkutanim mkatkhila.
What about the father and
son? No, that's puzzle. That's puzzle with, that's puzzle with Dina, father and son. Mkutanim means when Rabbi Hagla and Rabbi Hirsch, if we had a chasana, and we want to have Rabbi Hagler and Rabbi Hirsch. Rabbi Hagler's son married Rabbi Hirsch's daughter, right? So we want Rabbi Hagler and Rabbi Hirsch to be Eidei Kedushin together, so that I wouldn't, if I was the Masada Kedushin, I wouldn't let them do that. Even though there are some people that do, and could be meeker din, it's okay, but the mice, you know, I'd like to stay away from that. Okay, we skipped number 17, the Ginnis Varadim. The Ginnis Varadim, you know where he was, a rabbi? In Egypt. You know who, you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. You can't live in Egypt. You want to live in Egypt, it's not good. That's why the Rambam used to sign, Moshe Maimon, Ha'over, B'chamisha Lavim, B'chol Yom, something like that, you know. You know, we left Mitzrayim, we're not supposed to go back. Yeah. So you have to, you know, so apparently there's some papyrus. Yeah, Alexandria from Mitzrayim. They had a big shul there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, okay, so Rabbi Aaron Kahn once wrote a whole piece in the Or HaMizrach about the Gedarim of living in Mitzrayim versus not living in Mitzrayim. So he wants to explain that the idea of, we said there are two things, there's Chazakah for Mitzvahs and a Chazakah for Srara. But he wants to say that Chazakah for Mitzvahs is type of, like a type of Srara, because it's like a kibud. Yesha Malav Chashivis, Kigol Shom Shom Kai Mitzvahs. So he says that, he quotes the Marshach in the Mishpatei Shmuel. Near Lani is that the ancient Kram, Shein Talmud Shal Chashad Al Dach Yishol Mahani Vakal Gabi Eitz Gufi Shalol Havir Mimnuyev. Okay, yeah. Okay. So he says, it's a kibud that you can do a mitzvah. So he says, I think the Tchumen says that maybe that's sort of like a srar. So he says mitzvahs is like a special kibud. It's a special, maybe it's sort of like Srara. Right. Whole bottle of data divine mashach, low niftar meta bolina, shall halacha. Whole vasi milk the aim of you. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Okay. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. We did 19, and we're up to question 20 about a woman being a mashkiach in kashrus. So that, Be'ez Hashem, will continue tomorrow. And we're almost, we're getting there, we're almost finished. And then eventually, we made the date for Monday. And you'll sign up with Ilan and Max, what time you want to, you'll give them time slots. We're going to make a list of time slots, and then we can go on. And then by then, you should know it all clear, and then we move on. Okay.